Clinton had harsh words for both the Sudanese leader and countries that have been protective of his government, saying President Bashir will be responsible for any deaths in Darfur that result from his decisions, while his international allies should make up for the assistance loss due to his expulsion order. The secretary's remarks at a news conference with top officials of the Northern Ireland administration were the strongest to date by a senior U.S. official over the Sudanese leader's decision last week to expel 13 international aid groups and subsequent order that all such groups cease activity in Sudan by the end of the year. The secretary said Mr. Bashir's actions, in apparent response to the International Criminal Court arrest order against him for allegedly orchestrating Darfur war crimes, has created a horrendous situation that will cause untold misery and suffering in Darfur, especially in refugee camps.
The real question is, what kind of pressure can be brought to bear on President Bashir and the government in Khartoum to understand that they will be held responsible for every single death that occurs in those camps? Because by their expulsion of the aid workers who came from all over the world to assist with the health and the sanitation and the security and the education of the refugees, they are putting those 1.4 million lives at risk.
Clinton said the Bashir government, which created the refugee problem in the first place, bears what she termed a sense of responsibility and infamy for what is occurring, and that his international protectors also share liability for the situation.
For those governments that support President Bashir's decision to expel the aid workers, they have a responsibility to persuade the government in Sudan to change its decision to let the aid workers back in, or they must replace with money and personnel those who have been expelled so that innocent lives are not lost and further undermined.
The secretary said the Obama administration will name a U.S. special envoy for Sudan in a matter of days. The post has been vacant since Richard Williamson stepped down as Sudan troubleshooter at the end of the Bush administration. Non-governmental groups involved with Darfur have been pushing for a new envoy and more assertive U.S. diplomacy on Sudan in recent days. Earlier Tuesday, State Department spokesman Robert Wood said the United States is reaching out to Arab League and African Union member states, as well as to China, which has close economic relations with Sudan, to try to get them to use their influence to avert a humanitarian catastrophe. Wood again stressed U.S. opposition to proposals by some Arab states to defer the case against Mr. Bashir by the International Criminal Court, saying the United States does not accept any link between the ICC action and the humanitarian situation. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.